Welcome, welcome, welcome to the free world. And as long as we have guns, it will remain free. But you know as well as I do that the Bolsheviks are going to be knocking at our doors if we allow them to take our guns away. It's not going to happen in America, folks. It's just not going to happen here. These Bolsheviks, such as Dianne Feinstein and Chuck Schumer and Rahm Emanuel and Mayor Bloomberg and Joe Lieberman, Zionists, every single one of them, we are not going to let them take our guns away. Are we, Greg?
Not, brother.
That's right.
Not mine.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Right? We will disarm them before they disarm us, because the Second Amendment is the law of the land, and they're
That's
not
right.
going to change it. They're not going to change it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Greg, let me start with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Yahweh. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, wow. We're facing a cataclysmic struggle, aren't we?
Well, there's no doubt about it. There's a major push on to disarm us.
Yes.
And heaven help us if we allow it to happen.
Yes, heaven help us.
Because if we are unable to defend ourselves, not against criminals, against government.
That's right.
Although it's becoming one and the same. This government, this Zionist-run, Jewish-led, Bolshevist government, history shows us what the next step would probably be.
Yes.
And if we have no way to fight it, well, we're in big trouble. So
yeah.
It's so obvious why this big push is on. I mean, it's developing momentum, but think about it. They're trying to disarm the very law-abiding people that do
right.
not go out and commit gun crimes.
Yeah. City of Chicago makes no effort whatsoever to disarm the illegal gun users in the ghettos.
Exactly.
Right?
It's maddening. You want to stop gun crime, go take the guns away from criminals.
That's right.
Why
yeah.
disarm the white yeah. law-abiding families
yeah.
of the United States and the other countries, but the U.S. in particular? You take
yeah.
away our guns, why?
Yeah,
well,
it would give the flak-jacketed stormtroopers a chance to test out their vests, right, to see if they can stop the bullets of a real gangbanger.
Yeah, it's right? very, very clear that this is a very evil agenda that they've got going. And like you said, it's got big Jewish money behind it, big Jewish influence, the Bloombergs, the Schumers, the Feinsteins, the Barbara Boxers, the Carl Levins, all these voices are united. They're clearly in a conspiracy together.
Don't leave out Barack Obama.
They better wake up, and we are waking up.
Yeah.
Finally, our race is waking up.
Yeah.
It took this to do it.
Amen.
By the way, I just want to mention to everyone that tried to tune into our show last week. We RBN had some technical difficulties, and I guess they just ran an older recorded show from some other program, not ours. So apologize if you tried to tune into our show last week, and
yes.
you probably didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on for a while.
Okay.
So,
All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll get into Genesis 1 and 2 right after these messages.
Yeah.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit.
1-877-605-9200. All right, this is going to be part one. I think it's going to be a three-part series on Genesis 1 and 2 with numerous word studies of what the actual Hebrew means as opposed to what the churches and the rabbis claim that Genesis 1 and 2 is saying. And I have to say in general, Greg, that the rabbis and the Judeo-preachers and theologians have done an extremely horrible job of representing Genesis 1 and 2.
Where do you even start on that?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole foundational belief of Judeo-Christianity, the very thought that all the races of the world came forth from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that not the cause of most of the misunderstanding in the world today?
Yeah. And as we'll discuss a bit later on, it's actually fast-track evolutionism, right?
Yeah, if you could say that. I mean, it's superstitious.
Yeah, it is.
There's no basis in nature for this type of belief, and it violates the very word of Yahweh himself of the kind after kind mandate that he gave in his creation. I mean, you cannot prove in any sense that Adam gave birth to other races.
That's right.
Whatever birth or whatever race Adam was, that was the race that he continued to produce, and that race is a pure race.
Yes,
you know, it's crazy to think that these other races all sprang forth from Adam. That Adam birthed the African natives. That Adam birthed the Chinese race. I mean, it just did not happen that way.
No chance. Amen, brother. And we'll prove that as we go through the show. But I want to start. First of all, let me say, no calls until the second hour, because we've got a lot of material we need to present before we take any calls. But I just want to say a quick prayer. Father Yahweh, in the name of your son Yahshua, open the eyes of your children, Israel. Open the eyes of your people, the Adamic race, show them through these studies, these word studies and these studies in scripture, that what the churches have been teaching them is nothing but superstition, as Greg correctly pointed out, but lies and interpretations and horrible, horrible false rewriting, which we'll demonstrate, false rewriting of your plain Hebrew and Greek record. Let their eyes be opened that what they have been taught by the rabbis, the churches, and the evolutionists is pure superstition. In the name of your son, Yahshua, amen.
Amen.
Because,
amen, brother.
Now, once people understand the true meanings of the Hebrew and Greek words, they will find out that the Bible is actually very scientific.
Okay? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's no reason that the Bible and science would contradict each other.
Yeah, because Yahweh created the world and he wrote the word, right?
That's right.
They're both his doing, okay? So let's begin with Genesis chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Do I have? No, 6 and 7.
6 and 7, okay.
Yes.
You want me to go ahead and read them?
Yes.
And Elohim said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so.
Okay, so this word firmament is very archaic, and modern translations should have a different word. Let me turn to my dictionary here and see what it says for this word firmament. The region of the air, the sky or heavens, viewed poetically as a solid arch or vault. Okay? Well, unfortunately, the King James translators didn't view that poetically. They took it literally as a kind of screen, okay, in the sky, and they believed that all these stars were fixed and that there was no change. They actually understood, because they were members of the Flat Earth Society, they thought that the sky was flat as well, and it was kind of like an arch onto which a track on which the sun rotated. Okay, that's mm-hmm. how they viewed it. But the Hebrew word is rakia, and that word rakia means expanse. Just as our conception of outer space is an expanse, not a flat screen or a concave screen, however you want to define it, that Hebrew word means expanse. It's much more expressive of what we today think of as outer space. So that word should be translated as expanse, not as firmament. Okay? To make things perfectly clear. Now, let's go to Genesis 1, verses 10 and 11.
Okay. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so.
Okay, also verse 12.
And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good.
Now, okay, are you reading from the 1611 King James Version?
I'm reading from the Sacred Name King James Version, which is the King James Version, just they transliterate the names. It's the only change that they make. So I don't know if it's the 1611 or not.
Okay, well, let me read the regular King James.
Okay.
I'm going to read verses 11 and 12, and as written. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and fruit yielding fruit after its kind," not his, "whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw that it was good.
Okay.
Now, what? You know, why the difference? You know, is this important? His versus its. Okay. Here's what Cruden, in Cruden's Concordance, has to say about the word his. As the neuter possessive pronoun its was hardly come into use in 1611 when the authorized version, King James Version that is, was translated, the possessive his was often used where modern usage would require its. In these places, the revisions changed the pronoun to the modern form. Okay? The problem is that they don't do it consistently. So what Cruden is saying is that wherever it's possessive neuter, it should be its and not his.
Okay.
Because, all right, but they don't do that consistently, as we find out in Genesis 3, 14, and 15, where they translate the possessive neuter as his and assume that it's a reference to Jesus Christ, the so-called proto-evangelium, the first prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ, where we know that it's talking about the entire species, therefore it should be translated its, not his. Okay?
Okay.
So we have these constant problems in translation. Now, we have the word yaum, which is included as the word day in all of these various verses. And we know that the word yaum is from the Hebrew, and it means either a 24-hour day, or it means an epoch or eon, just as the modern English word day, as in my day, or as in the day of the dinosaurs, right? Can be meant to be either a 24-hour day or an age of uncertain duration. Okay?
Yes.
Now, we have to understand that this word yaum, if you interpret Genesis 1 as meaning exclusively 24-hour days, then you come in conflict with actual geology and archaeology, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's simply a matter of religious dogma that has been perpetuated by the theologians, and there's no basis for it, okay? Simply because the theologians have decided, well, this means a literal 24-hour day, and that's all it can mean, right?
Right, and then they try to twist everything else around that false interpretation.
Yes, okay. So, and then, of course, this permits the idea that our Earth is only 6,000 years old. You know, it's when theologians teach stuff like this, the secular world laughs, okay, because it's wrong. That's not what the Bible teaches. It's what they teach.
Right. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. So you have to understand. Now here, with regard to this word yaum, I'm going to quote from an article by Rodney Whitefield, Ph.D., who's a Hebrew scholar. All right, and from this article, we will find that the theologians are wrong in their interpretation. We'll be right back, folks.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, Caucasian Israel. We've got some serious Bible study going on today, because if you don't know what the words actually meant to the Hebrew authors, and if you rely on modernist interpretations of the meanings of these Hebrew words, then you realize automatically you're pitting the truth against really horrible interpretations. And so, Greg, as I started to say before the break, I'm going to be quoting from Rodney Whitefield's article on the subject. The Hebrew word yom, used with a number in Genesis 1, subtitled, "What does yom mean in Genesis 1?
Okay.
And he says in the first sentence here, "Recently a reader of my book, Reading Genesis 1, asked about the use of a number with the Hebrew word yom. Specifically, I was asked to comment on the statement, quote, day with numerical adjectives in Hebrew always refers to a 24-hour period," unquote, which appears in John MacArthur's study Bible in reference to Genesis 1:5. Now, he disputes that this is a correct statement, okay? In the third paragraph, he refers to Gleason L. Archer in the Encyclopedia of Bible Difficulties, pages 60 to 61, and he says this. This is Archer Gleason now. "There were six major stages in this work of formation, and these stages are represented by successive days of a week. In this connection, it is important to observe that none of the six creative days bears a definite article in the Hebrew text." And many Hebrew scholars say, well, there is a definite article, and the definite article means it's a number. It's a literal number. He quotes, and that's wrong, he says. Norman L. Geisler from Baker Encyclopedia of Christian Apologetics, page 271. "Numbered days need not be solar. Neither is there a rule of Hebrew language demanding that all numbered days in the series refer to 24-hour days. Even if there were no exceptions in the Old Testament, it would not mean that day in Genesis 1 could not refer to more than one 24-hour period. But there is another example in the Old Testament, Hosea 6, 1 and 2. Clearly, the prophet is not speaking of solar days, but of longer periods in the future. Yet, he numbers the days in the series. Now, Greg, if you could flip over to Hosea 6, 1 and 2 and give our listeners a chance to understand what Mr. Geisler is talking about. I will continue reading here.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, given MacArthur's statement of the above two quotes, a reader of the Bible is faced with a contradictory claim by established authorities. How is this to be resolved? My view is that MacArthur's statement is not supported by the underlying Hebrew text, and that the Hebrew text does support Archer and Geisler. My analysis will first consider the numbering of the singular word yom from the numbers 2 through 6. In other words, these several days that are numbered in a row. And I'm just going to flip to his conclusion because this is what is really of significance for us. Conclusion. What does all the foregoing mean for understanding Genesis 1? The uniqueness of the Hebrew numbering of the creative Yom actually supports the view that the creative Yom are not ordinary 24-hour days. 2. The numbering of the creative Yom does not exclude the extended period or age meaning of the Hebrew word Yom. 3. There are no other applicable examples of the numbering of a sequence that is equivalent to the numbering of the creative Yom that is in Genesis 1. Assertions which attempt to interpret numberings which read Yom, second, first, second, third, which read in Yom, are flawed. Okay? So, and of course there's disputation among theologians on this score, but I just want to point out to people that the Hebrew word Yom does not mean exclusively a 24-hour day, and that must be determined from the context. Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and read.
I have those verses here.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, this is Hosea 6, 1 and 2. Come and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight.
Yes, okay. And now it also... In Peter, it's either Peter or Jude, talking about a day for Yahweh is like 1,000 years for men. Okay?
Right, yeah, that's in 2 Peter.
2 Peter. And so so we can assume one alternative definition of Yom in Genesis 1 is at least 1,000 years. Okay? Because one day with Yahweh is as 1,000 years for us. So the interpretation of Genesis 1 as you must interpret that as 24-hour days is simply dogma.
Mm-hmm.
It's dogma.
Yeah.
It's not fact. Okay?
That's right.
And then we're going to find out where this dogma came from right after these messages, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GETBERKEY.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Welcome back. Israel on Republic Broadcasting Network, where you hear the truth, unedited truth, uncensored truth, like you've never heard it before and like you'll hear it from nowhere else, because we talk about, this is Bible scholarship, real Bible scholarship, not denominationalism.
Right.
Okay. So, now what's the source of this idea that Genesis 1 must mean literal 24-hour days? I'm going to be quoting here from an article entitled Creation Days and Orthodox Jewish Traditions by Paul James Griffin. Paul is his first name. James Griffin is a hyphenated surname. Paul James Griffin. And here is what he has to say on this subject. I turned to one of the best commentaries available on Genesis from Talmudic, Midrashic, and Rabbinic sources. I discovered that virtually all the rabbis had understood the creation days as literal days. Greg, are you surprised that this interpretation is Jewish?
I am, a little bit.
Okay. Well, if there's error in the world today, it comes from Jewish sources. You can be guaranteed of that fact. Okay? Continuing. In fact, some of the rabbis even tried to work out what happened at each hour of the creation of Adam on the sixth day. But here they delved way beyond the information in the text. Are you surprised at that?
I am not surprised at all.
Amen. The Talmud says, quote, in the first hour of his, Adam's, dust was gathered. In the second, it was kneaded into a shapeless mass. In the third, his limbs were shaped. In the fourth, a soul was infused into him, unquote. But on this day six, God created all the animals and brought them to Adam to name, then created Eve. Greg, that's ridiculous.
I don't know where they're coming up with this.
Yeah. But this is what the rabbis teach, right? It's Talmudic. It's Talmudic garbage. Continuing. However, the Talmud errs more seriously when it claims that in the 12th hour, Adam and Eve were expelled from Eden. That's in Genesis 2, folks. It's not in Genesis 1. Okay? He says, creation was still very good at the end of day 6, so the fall of both Satan and the first couple must have happened after creation week. It can't have been more than a few days because Adam and Eve were told to reproduce. And being physically perfect, they would have been fertile and unlikely to disobey. Well, of course, they didn't disobey until Genesis chapter 3. Okay? So here we have more Talmudic garbage. And the Judeo-Christian ministers just simply follow in lockstep, not reasoning, but simply following in lockstep. Because why? Because the Jews claim to be God's chosen people, and they ought to know.
And whatever they say must be true.
And whatever they say must be true. Well, folks, it's not true. We're talking about ages, not literal 24-hour days. Okay, so we have this source, horrible source of interpretation, namely the Talmud. And what you're reading in your Bibles, or at least what's interpreted as literal 24 days, is false. Okay, I think that's all we need to say about that. Now, go back, please, to Genesis 1, verse 11 and 12, because there's more to the story. Let's read.
Okay, 11 and 12.
Yes.
And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind.
After, what was that? What was that expression there?
After his kind.
Okay, after his. Here. And of course, it really means after its kind, but that underline after his or its kind. Underline that. Okay, please continue reading.
Whose seed is in itself.
What? A seed is in itself.
Upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after its kind, and Elohim saw that it was good.
Now, here we have, in these two verses, the statement of divine genetics. Okay? Every creature that has its own seed within itself, and that applies to wheat, oats, dogs, cats, Adam kind, etc., Greg, have you ever noticed in the natural world that if you plant wheat, you get oats or barley? If
never.
You plant, yeah, right. If you plant
only if corn, only if mankind messes the thing up and tries to mingle one seed with or one species with another, then we get some type of a hybrid.
You anticipated where I was going with this, right?
But left
clearly,
to itself, kind produces after kind.
That's right.
And there's just no way, and I, you know, there's just no way that Adam was able to birth other races. It would have been completely and totally against the very order that Yahweh is laying out in the beginning of Genesis.
Amen.
He would have had to have gone against his own preordained way of reproduction.
Yes.
There's no reason to think he would ever do such a thing.
Right.
No.
But we do know that in nature there are species and subspecies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a couple of examples here. Canines, you know, which is the species of dogs. Okay. We have several subspecies, such as wolves and foxes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To your knowledge, in the natural world, do wolves and foxes interbreed?
No.
No, they don't. They will fight and kill each other before they will interbreed. How about jackals and hyenas?
No, they stay with their own kind. They reproduce after their own kind.
Yeah, and they will kill the other kind before they reproduce with it, okay? How about dingoes and coyotes, right?
Same thing.
They
you know, ducks do not reproduce with geese.
That's right. Excellent.
They, you know, even in the realm of birds, robins and cardinals do not hook up.
Yes.
They very much stay together.
Yes. Now, let's
I get
go
to observe it. You know, every I throw out handfuls of bird seed every morning, and I get tons of critters that come outside my apartment. Yeah. And invariably, I observe how they will stay together. There will be a male and female robin. There will be a male and female cardinal. Sparrows, I can't tell the difference. They all look alike.
But yeah.
These birds.
They must be liberals.
These small animals keep to their own kind, just as Yahweh laid down. We can see it in nature all around us.
Yes.
And yet, are we to believe that all the races of the world sprang from a single man? How?
Yeah. It's absurd. It's absurd. Let's go into the cat, the feline species. Lions and tigers. Have these two subspecies ever interbred?
To my knowledge, no.
Only in zoos where they have formulated a liger, so-called. Okay?
Yeah, and even then, I'm guessing it's probably, you know, an in-vitro fertilization type of thing.
It may be.
I doubt that they got the lion to step up to the plate with a female tiger.
Right. Exactly. How about jaguars and cheetahs?
Yeah, they stay to their own kind.
Yeah, they do.
Genetically programmed to do such.
Yeah. And the only place that mountain lions mate with wildcats is on the basketball court. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the only place. Folks, this is garbage. The evolutionists teach that all these species evolved from one single piece of protoplasm, which is garbage. There's not one single scientific observation ever made that one species has evolved into another species. It's not science, folks. It's dogma. Same thing is true with these people teaching that all races came from Adam and Eve. It's not scientific. It's dogmatic, folks. It's absolute dogma. And that's why secular people laugh at Bible interpreters who say that all this is possible, that it's six literal days, that all races came from Adam and Eve. And it's even worse than that, Greg. Because they also teach that the whole world was destroyed at Noah's flood. Only eight survivors, so there's only eight people on the planet, namely Noah, Naama, his three sons and their three wives. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then all species, again, evolved from those people.
Yeah, good point. It had to happen all over again.
It had to happen twice.
Now Noah and his three sons, all the races supposedly came forth from them. I mean, no wonder people scoff at Christianity from a distance when they see this nonsense. What thinking person would buy into this?
Yeah, no thinking person would buy it. But see, we're not asked to think. We're only asked to believe. And that's dogma, folks. That's absolute dogma. So what we're going to see now, the crucial word, Adam. Okay, and before we even go into a major discussion about this, Greg, what's your definition of the word Adam?
The Hebrew word Adam, to show blood in the face.
There you go.
To be ruddy. You know, it's a term that describes a certain type of person by appearance.
By a certain race, yes.
A certain race.
Yeah.
What race shows blood in the face? What's the one race on this earth capable of blushing?
That's right. There's only one race.
It's the white race.
It's the white race.
So it's our race.
Yeah, the Hebrew word. Yeah. The Hebrew word Adam means to show blood in the face. It does not mean red dirt, as both the rabbis and the theologians have led us to believe. Okay? They lie. They blatantly lie so that they can convince us of their multicultural race-mixing theology.
Yeah, red earth, not quite. Good try there.
Not quite. Not quite. I'm going to be quoting from an article, or actually a book, that was written by a team of philologists. That means these men understood the Hebrew language. And the title is The Antiquity of the Name Adam. And I'm just going to go down to the nitty-gritty. Consequently, in talking about the letter A and its usage in the name Adam, okay? Consequently, A, the letter Aleph, being the masculine article the, and the noun Dam, D-A-M, meaning blood or red, we have only to unite these two words into Adam, to read the blood, the red, in Genesis. So a literal translation of the Hebrew, it means the blood, okay? Or the red blood, because we know that blood is red. Which duplex substantive applied to man naturally signifies the red man, or whose face shows red. The little children in the song, the rosy red cheeks of the little children, right? Mm-hmm. And David was fair, meaning white, and ruddy, meaning what? He showed face.
Yeah, David was clearly a white man and not a Jew.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And Jews don't blush.
They don't.
Right? Did you ever see Rahm Emanuel blush red? No. I don't think you're going to. Mayor Bloomberg, blush red. Chuck Schumer,
yes.
They don't blush.
Right.
They're incapable of blushing red.
Uh-huh.
They cannot show blood in the face because they are not of the Adamic race.
Yes, yeah. And the authors also refute the notion that it means red earth, okay? So regarding the Beni Adam, which means the sons of Adam, in Psalms, it's small type Roman numerals. It looks like 49, Psalms 49, verse 2, okay? In contrast with Benoti Ha'adam, are reputed to be patricians of the pure Abrahamic stock. Okay, so he's saying that the stock of Abraham is the same as the stock of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he says, we adopt entirely the Italian rendering of the great interpreter of sacred philology at the Vatican and think, with Lancy, that il rosicanle, which means the blusher, is the happiest translation of the old Semitic particle and noun, Adam. Okay? There's only one race that blushes, folks. It's the white race. So he says, his conclusion, reader, simply thus, as no type of mankind but the white race can be said to blush, it follows that according to the conception of the writers of Genesis, not only did the first human pair converse between themselves, no less than with God and with the serpent, in pure Hebrew, but they were essentially Adamites, blushers. And therefore, these Hebrew writers were never supposed that Adam and Eve could have been of any stock other than the white type, in short, Hebrews, Abrahamida, like themselves, these writers aforesaid. So where does this idea that Adam and Eve could spawn non-whites come from?
Had to have been the rabbis.
That's right.
Who else?
The rabbis. The rabbis were the first to teach it. That's why the rabbis are so diligently anti-seed line, right? They teach that all races sprang from Adam and Eve, and then they also teach that all races sprang from Noah and Naama. In fact, they teach exclusively that Ham was cursed by having been turned into a black man. That's what they actually teach.
I know. Well, Eli, consider if the truth came out that Adam and Eve were pure white man and woman,
mm-hmm.
and they gave birth to a pure white race. And that the Anglo-Saxon race on the earth today were indeed the pure-blooded Adamites, the true Israelites. Imagine if that truth came out and became well-known.
Yes. Yeah.
The earth, it would change everything.
Yeah, a theology would be overturned.
It would expose the Jews as satanic liars, which
Amen.
They are. It would expose them as the synagogue of Satan on the earth.
Yes.
So, for their own
self-defense. The father of lies.
For their own self-defense, they almost have to perpetuate this lie to protect themselves. Of course, you know, this is how they would say it.
Okay.
Had to lie to cover who they really are.
Yes, amen. When we come back, we'll discuss one more verse from Jasher. Jasher 4, verses 16 through 18.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at
Welcome back, folks. This is Pastor Eli James along with Pastor Greg Howard. This is the Voice of Christian Israel, and we are going to be discussing a couple of different sources, namely the book of Jasher and Josephus. Greg, are you with us? Hello? Hello? Okay. The producer said that Greg might be having issues, so let me just go ahead and read the book of Jasher as it pertains to our discussion right now. Okay, this is Jasher chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And this is the preparation of Noah building the ark and people and animals being loaded into the ark. And here's what it tells us. Verse 16. And all the sons of men, which is Adam, all the sons of Adam, departed from the ways of the Lord in those days, as they multiplied upon the face of the earth with sons and daughters. And they taught one another their evil practices, and they continued sinning against the Lord. Verse 17, and every man made unto himself a god, and they robbed and plundered every man, we're talking about Adamites here, his neighbor as well as his relative, and they corrupted the earth, and the earth was filled with violence. So it's our own ancestors, the white race, that were corrupting themselves. Verse 18, and their judges and rulers went to the daughters of men. Here now speaking of the fallen ones, because that's the context here. And took their wives by force from their husbands according to their choice. And the sons of men in those days took from the cattle of the earth, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air. Now listen, folks. And taught the mixture of animals of one species with the other, in order therewith to provoke the Lord. And God saw the whole earth, and it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth, all men and all animals. Let me underline. And taught the mixture of animals of one species with the other, in order therewith to provoke Yahweh. Is there any doubt that the reason for Noah's flood was to get rid of the hybrids? That was the reason. Okay? And in Genesis chapter 6, it clearly tells us that Noah was perfect in his generations, which is the Hebrew word toledah, meaning descent. He was perfect in his descent. That means he was an unmixed, unmongrelized white man, confirming Deuteronomy 23:2, which says that no mongrel shall enter into the congregation of Yahweh. And Numbers 23:9, which says Israel shall dwell alone. They shall not be reckoned among the nations. So, folks, the Bible is very consistent. Hybridization is forbidden. And Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 24 that it shall be as in the days of Noah. Do we not see the earth full of race mixing? We'll take your calls after these announcements. Stay tuned. This is the Voice of Christian Israel on Republic Broadcasting Network.